Barry Bonds could be taking a detour on his way to baseball's Hall of Fame, if he gets there at all. Yesterday, a federal grand jury in San Francisco indicted the former Giants slugger for perjury and obstruction of justice. The indictment comes out of a 4-year investigation into steroid use by Bonds and other athletes. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
Last August, Barry Bonds rocked San Francisco's AT&T Park when he broke Henry Aaron's all-time record of 755 career home runs. But this hometown crowd was well aware of the rumors that Bonds had been taking performance-enhancing drugs, even though he denied it once again that night.
This record is not tainted at all. At all. Period.
Bonds finished the season with 762 home runs. But the numbers that matter are 4 counts of perjury, 1 count of obstruction of justice, and a possible 30 years in prison. The indictment clearly caught Bonds' defense attorneys off guard.
It was surprising. I did not expect it to occur.
Oakland attorney John Burris.
In large measure, because the evidence that we were aware of prior to this indictment did not support and would not support a conviction. And so the obvious question is, do they have something more, or is this just a final last-ditch effort to resolve this case one way or the other?
Bonds appeared before a grand jury investigating the Balco steroid scandal nearly 4 years ago. Federal prosecutors confronted him with evidence that he received 2 undetectable steroids from his trainer, Greg Anderson. One was called the Cream, the other was called the Clear. Bonds testified that he thought he was receiving flaxseed oil and an arthritis balm. Former baseball commissioner Faye Vincent says prosecutors must believe they can prove to a jury that Bonds was knowingly lying.
This is like indicting a prominent senator or a governor. The federal government doesn't go after very visible defendants unless it has a very strong case. And they don't want to have an acquittal here. So I think that the evidence against Bonds must be very, very, very substantial.
Word of Bonds' indictment raced through a hangout called the Double Play, probably San Francisco's oldest sports bar. Joe Tutton was among those who waved off the news.
You know what? Everyone cheats in baseball. Yeah, I'll say, okay, Barry, yeah, he lied, he cheated. Okay, do I feel bad or good about it? Not really. He just got caught. He's going to get busted for it. You know, he still set the record.
Another fan, Pat McMillan, was less forgiving.
I think the rules are the rules, and he had a choice. He could have told the truth. He could have played by the rules. He didn't.
Outside the Double Play, Mitchell Reif summed up the ambivalence many San Franciscans feel about Bonds.
He used the legal things to get as good as he was. And if he weren't on the Giants, I probably wouldn't like him.
But Bonds is no longer a Giant, the team having declined to pick up his contract near the end of the season. And the next time his fans are likely to see him is December 7th at his first scheduled court appearance. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Want to read the entire grand jury indictment? Go to npr.org, where you'll also find a multimedia look back at Barry Bonds' career.